Oh man, you sit back and look. You know, during the game, sometimes you don't even really understand what you're doing or how much you've scored or anything like that. And you look up and you're like, man, we could have done so much more. And that's the thing that hurts me is when we lose close games like this. Is I'm so hard on myself. Like, what more could I have done? You know, what throw could I have made? What call could I have made? So I'll look back at it and try and do more next time.
I'm guessing there was one throw you'd like to have back. What happened on that play?
Oh yeah, well, the outcome. Yeah, I'd like to have back. They gave us a look that we liked. I tried to throw it in a spot for our guy to make a play, and their guy made the play.
What about on the touchdown that tied it up?
To Crabb.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the passing touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
To Crabb down the middle. They played a coverage where he had a linebacker on him. And, that's all Coach Musgrave, putting guys in the right spots to know, hey, they're doing these things. We're going to get one of our best players on one of their best players, but who just happened to be a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving our guy a chance down the middle to make a play.
They blitzed Mitchell on that.
Uh-huh.
Was he close? Or?
He hit me. So he obviously was. I didn't see him. I knew he was coming, but I didn't see him. He was obviously close enough because he hit me.
What do you take out of this? I mean, do you feel encouraged about the way the offense responded? Is it disheartening?
It hurts to be so close. It really does. But we have a great group of guys, not just on offense, but this team that. A very resilient bunch, as you can see. When things maybe started to fall away, we just kept fighting. We just kept fighting, and that's good to see. But in this league, you don't get a pat on the back for moral victories. You got to win football games, and so we'll go back as an offense and take a look at what more we could have done. Because when you lose a game like that, it hurts.
What was the move like after that interception? Guys really feel like if you can give us 2 minutes or get that you can go down and score there?
Absolutely. There's never a doubt, because we've practiced the two-minute drill so many times and have scored so many times on it that, in my head, those kind of things are going to happen,
yeah.
Especially in this league. Those things are going to happen, but what kind of group are we going to be? Are we going to be like, oh, man, hang our heads? Are we going to be a group that points fingers? Are we going to be a group that just give us the ball back and we'll go score and make it right, I feel that we have a great group of guys, and it showed getting the ball back and being able to score.
Speaking of late game drills, you took a knee when there were 29 seconds left
uh-huh.
in the first half, and even your some people wondered, including your brother on Twitter,
uh-huh.
was like, they don't need those 30 seconds back. Any thought there of trying to go down and get a field goal or something?
No. No one ever doubts what our coaches do in our locker room. So, I'm not worried about it.
You were going around in the locker room earlier, talking to some of the guys.
Yep.
Like Amari was kind of taking this loss hard. Can you share anything about your message to him?
I just go around. I go around every game, win or loss, and make sure everyone's all right. Because I care more about them as people than football players. And, I just went around and, obviously he was down, but everybody was. Everyone was down because we lost. So I just try and encourage guys, without getting too much into it, I just try and encourage everybody.
Losing Latavius, perhaps for more than just today, mm-hmm. We'll have to go through all the protocol and everything.
Yeah.
What kind of impact do you think that will have?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know how long or anything like that. I just know it. When you lose someone that is that good of a football player, it's going to hurt anybody. But it's always next man up, especially in this league. We see it all the time. Next man up. And you see those guys sometimes coming in and running for 100 or throwing for 300. You see it all the time. So we have a great group in there. So we'll just pray that he's going to be okay, though.
Were you game planning the overtime in your head, the offense?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
What was the first play?
I can't tell you. But but I definitely was. No, you're right, because my mind was already there. Before that, it was really, I should say, my mind was on the next series, because I expected, this will happen, this will happen. And so my mind was definitely already there.
Do you feel like you personally took some sort of step today in terms of, being able to lead the team back to being, in a position where you had tied it up? And
I don't know. Probably Coach Downing and Coach Musgrave, Coach Del Rio could answer that better. For me, it sounds so silly, but I'm just out there thinking about the next play, like we just talked about. I literally just, if I make a good throw or I make a bad throw, I'm going to work on that, and I'll get to the next one. And so I never think about taking a step or anything like that, but I just try and focus on my job at hand. So I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
Could you tell early on that this was going to be one of those physical down drag
outs? I could tell when I turned the film on, Sunday night last week. you want to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're in for a physical football game, and that's just something that you're going to get yourself into, something you get your body ready for in the weight room, something you get mentally ready for and all those things. But, in the end, too, that's just football. But absolutely, they're a very physical group.
Good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.